Oh my God, we need a new religion.
What do you mean, sir? I pray every day as it is, with so many fundamentalists out on the streets.
I don't mean that, Dodd. Christianity, Buddhism and the rest are all so overrated. And you know what bothers me? I didn't invent them. So the citizens of the world are praying about something that I had nothing to do with. And you know what that means, don't you?
I'm a scientist, and quite frankly, sir, I still don't know.
It means that I've got less power. Imagine that, until we start our own religion, we still don't have enough influence in this world.
What about Scientology? Couldn't we take over that?
That's shit, Dodd. Tom Cruise is brain dead. I don't want my citizens following that junk. We need to think of something even worse.
Have you thought of any ideas? I'm so boring I couldn't even think of a single one.
Frankly, Dodd, I can't be asked. That's why I've got Hamid on the case. He's had 12 hours to come up with something. I am expecting him any moment soon. See, what did I tell you? Come the hell in, Hamid. So what have you come up with? I'd better like it, or you won't like what I'm going to do to you.
Well, I only had 12 hours, so I took the Bible and the Quran, and I did a sort of best of.
Best of? What the hell's that? Use your imagination.
I took what I thought wasn't working and scrapped it, and I've come up with sort of a condensed religion.
Were you educated at a primary school university or something? I told you to invent a new religion, not stick a bunch of old ones together and come up with a load of claptrap.
If you would just read it, sir.
No, I won't, frankly, because that's what I pay you to do.
But you don't pay me, sir.
That again? I give you food, a roof over your head. Question me again, and you'll be relegated from even that.
Full of threats today, aren't we, sir?
I'll ignore that supreme insolence for now, just because we need to get to business. It's Saturday today, and I have decided that Sunday is to be my main religious day. That just gives us one day to come up with what we need to come up with here. So tell me about the new religion.
As you asked for, it's called State Cult, and I took a red pen through the new Bible, and I crossed out all the references to God and put your name.
Well, that's a good start. What else?
Well, with respect, sir, I can't read the whole book out now, surely.
Just give me the edited highlights. Take some initiative, you aging civil servant.
Well, I wrote a revised list of commandments.
Are there still 10 of them?
Probably.
What are they?
They are the existing ones revised, sir. The first is, thou must worship your holy world leader as a world leader. The second, thou must not attempt to lead anything, especially a rebellion or even a scouts club. And then, thou must not become a celebrity, as thou must remain meek. Once they've put the mic down, pop singers should shut the fuck up. Thou must not criticise your holy world leader, even if he raises taxes to over 100%. Not the game show. Thou must not do any work on a Sunday.
Back up a minute. Take that off. That's stupid. That would reduce the productivity of this empire by 1/7.
Noted, sir. I have just written instead, thou must be diligent in thy labours no matter what the calendar says or what traditions have gone before it.
That's more fucking like it. Now carry on.
Thou must respect thy parents.
Take that out as well. My father's dead, and you know what my mother's like. I heard that! Get back to Emmerdale, you aging face!
Thou shalt not steal if someone is looking. If you have more than 21 wives, thou shalt not commit adultery. And thou shalt not kill unless they are pissing you off.
That's enough of that. Anything else I need to know?
Yes, one little detail. As I also represent state revenue, we are including a charge on becoming a member of this cult, and we are creating State Cult Plus. Upon payment of 10,000 points, the deepest secrets of the religion will be revealed. I got one taker for that already.
When are you going to tell me your secrets, Hamid?
I haven't written it yet. When I have, I'll get back to you, ma'am.
I don't know why you hang around with these ingrates. Your Hamid is a rip-off merchant.
Just one more thing for you to do, sir. Sign here and it becomes a religion. The only thing is we need over 2,500 followers.
Piece of fucking cake. Everybody has to do what I say and not what I do. Because I sure as hell won't be following this ridiculous religion of yours, Hamid.
What faith do you have, sir?
Oh my God! How dare you ask me a question like that!
Okay, we need to put this religion into practice.
Good thinking, we need some churches.
But Baghdad is full of them, can't we use those?
They're all so scruffy and old. I don't want to use them, but they are hiding my weapons of mass destruction.
Well, who cares now? You've taken over the world. Just bring them out in the open.
I don't want them falling into the hands of terrorists and revolutionaries, so I'll file them all into China. Back to this religion. I want a brand spanking new church, and I want it to look as clean as the floor of a shopping mall.
But Baghdad's chock full. It's crammed into the max with citizens and oil refineries and other factories. Where in the hell are we going to put it?
Create another refugee camp outside the city borders. It'll just be like living in a permanent Butlins. I want one of these churches in every capital city in the world. In all my conquered countries, so do the same there. Oh, and Dodd, you've been quiet.
Just taking it all in, sir. I must say, it's been very interesting. I could teach all about this to my class, if I still had students.
I was just thinking about how I would like a cup of tea now that I'm a god. Would you mind awfully if you could make it, Dodd?
Yes, certainly, sir. How many sugars?
Keep that filthy stuff out my tea. It might be good enough for the plebs, but I certainly don't want it anywhere near my holy mouth. Oh, and while you're in there, don't you dare make any for yourself, Dodd.
Can I have a cup?
No, fuck you. Now, have we decided on the site of this new church in Baghdad?
You could put it at the end of the town square.
Where in the hell did you come from, Vulcan?
I was walking outside, and then this door got in my way. So now I am inside.
Your tea, sir? Hot, just like you like it.
Call me gods from now on, Dodd. And could you repair that door?
Yes, right away. I'll just jam it back in.
Not you, Vulcan. Dodd, he's more of a carpenter. Do you think you could be Jesus, Dodd?
I don't know. I've never acted before, but I did once have a small role in a high school play. I was a scientist.
I'm going out. You started the ball rolling on this religion thing, Hamid, and now I'm going to finish it.
The leader crosses the city with his entourage and ends up in a seedy backstreet, walking into a mossy church.
Really should have got some bath party officials doing this. Are you a vicar?
Yes.
Then I've got something to tell you. You're scrapped.
Whatever do you mean, world leader?
This religion, whatever you preach, I don't know what it is. It's over, because there's a new one coming out tomorrow. You can tell all your friends.
But I had a great sermon planned for tomorrow.
It's over. Let it go.
Oh my God!
That's right. I am the God.
The leader visits all the churches in Baghdad and does the same. After an hour, he's exhausted.
I'm sick of this, Hamid. Didn't you make the god of this religion able to be everywhere at once? I'm going to the media.
In the town square, the leader picks up the microphone.
Citizens, so sorry to interrupt your puny little lives on a Saturday, but I have some rather important news to tell you. Tomorrow, do not frequent the little churches that you usually gather on your Sunday lunch breaks, for there is to be a new religion. I am your God! Kneel before me! This is a miracle!
But we do that already.
Now why did you have to open your gob, 23438? You've got yourself arrested now. But to carry on, if you're the last remnants of those following any of the world religions, then you are to be gone. They're all history now. The law of the land of the Iraqi Empire is to become sacred, because I have merged the texts, codes and conventions of the rules that you live by in this land that have helped us prosper over all those that went before us, including the once evil empires of America and Britain. They once worshipped Christianity and Scientology, but I've wiped them from the face of the earth. And I've replaced that heretic rhetoric with a religion that follows only the laws of the Iraqi Empire and is the sacred law. It is only this that you must follow, or else you will be punished in this life by our watchful authorities. And if you do not repent later in the afterlife, the same thing will happen to you. The same suffering and sacrilege will occur. For I am now your Almighty God. All kneel before me. Repeat this prayer after me.
Sir?
How dare you cut off God in mid-sentence? You are one cocksure fellow, aren't you?
It's the prayer, and it's not quite written.
What in the hell? I mean heaven, do you mean, Hamid?
I didn't have quite time. I was too busy on the commandments and ripped out some of the pages from the Bible and Quran. Then I just copied from your rule book diaries for the rest.
Don't worry, Hamid. I'll make it up. Listen up, infidels. I mean citizens. Here is the prayer. Amen. Let us kneel before the great God as he towers above you. Let us worship the great statue of the Almighty Me as he peers down above your labours. Let us pray that you will continue yours, that you will continue to lay down your lives for the good of the Empire, whether that be at war or in industry. Let us pray that we can find the strength to obey the law without question, and report those amongst us who stupidly and steadfastly refuse to do so. Let us build great structures and statues around the world to impose an image of the Almighty God. Let us put fear in the hearts of those who would oppose us, and let us impale them in a dungeon. And let us pillage and plunder any lands where there are those who oppose these sacred ideals and aspirations. Let us forever and in eternity continue on our great empire of almighty freedom. Amen.
Amen.
Those stupid citizens. They were supposed to say amen in unison. The problem is, I wanted them to be like sheep, but now they are acting as stupid as animals of bovine persuasion.
I have an idea. That's put the fear of God into those citizens.
I like it, Vulcan. But how the hell did I just do that?
Mr. Dodd's weather station.
What in God's name is going on here? Get in now, son. You're soaking out there.
But it's not really raining. It's Mr. Dodd's stupid...
I don't really care. Just get your butt in from the exterior into this house in the interior. Well, get those clothes in. What have you been doing today? Just bone-idle you are, aren't you?
Well, if you must know, Mother, I have just abolished Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, Taoism, Judaism, Scientology, Star Trek cult, and I've become a god.
I thought that was Taoism. Oh my God, you've been busy today. I'll eat my words. But to be honest, I don't give a shit because it's a waste of time. Because nobody else gives a shit anyway.
Well, what have you been doing?
Me? I've been watching old episodes of Emmerdale. The tapes are just about worn out. I've been binning them after watching each episode.
I'm going to bed.
Well, I hope you can walk on water. Because the pipes have burst above your bed.
Oh, my God!
The next day, the citizens are flocking to Baghdad's new church, which has been built overnight using pieces of all the old churches.
You'd better come quickly, sir. There doesn't seem to be anybody entering your new church.
And why the fuck is that?
The Brothers of Stomp are offering their services for free.
You might wonder what the hell we're doing here.
We're faith healers, and our religion is free.
I'm Jane and Labour.
We'll break that right off.
See? He is now a free man.
Yeah!
What in God's name is this? I am your god, not these two prize cretins. So in revenge for this, a bomb has been placed by Baghdad's main water tower. And so in a minute's time, a giant flood is going to come to wipe these streets away and wash up anybody who isn't holy enough to have piled into that new church. What in the hell do you want, Ahmed? I'm busy getting irate here.
The foundations in the church haven't been built yet. The workers didn't have time.
So what you're saying is the church will become a boat if I do this. Well, I don't care, everybody. Just get in there. You two brothers of Stomb.
They've gone. I saw them enter a wooden building 2x2.
Right, in response to that, I am going to say a swear so bad that even the creators of this episode will have to bleep it out. My son, Lazarus,